Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you once again for this fellowship, Lord. We thank you just for everyone being here, Lord. I know that you have a word for them, Lord, and I pray that you give me the words to speak and only what you ask me to speak, Lord, and move by your spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen. Hey, you guys. So let me tell you a little bit about how I came to this part of now being here speaking to you. So Thursday, I'm sitting in bed, 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm sitting there and I'm like, God's like, speak this word. It's how many of you know this is a new season? I mean, I'm not just saying, like, you know, most people say it's a new season just to be saying it's a new season and stuff. And most people just say that, and the next thing you know, you're like, okay, no. But it really is. If you can probably, feel it in the atmosphere. You can feel it, you know, in there. Especially, you know, like even today, I'm seeing we're pushing to a new level. And it has to do with a lot what God has given me in the, I've been here, so I came in 2016, did I come in 2016? About a good 3 years now. And what God has given me is a gift of playing music, of course. But it's not just that, it's more of a, let's say the gift is a, gifts are basically a weapon of choice. Everybody has a weapon of choice. Mine's was music, and it began with worship. And the reason why I got this word is because the word of the Lord kind of spoke to me about us going higher. And he said to me, he heard you. He heard you wanting to go higher. He heard you wanting to grow. He heard you wanting the pews to be filled. And so he felt like this is the time for me to give more detail to the instructions of growth, not just in the house, but just in, you know, our personal growth when we go home. And if anybody's watching, you know, on Facebook, is it on? I don't know if it's on or not. Yeah, hopefully this will help you grow as well. So the Lord helped. A lot of times you guys see me play, and from the outside looking in, it just seems, you know, most people would think, oh, he's just playing a nice melody. And he plays a nice melody at the beginning of service, and it's a nice song. But how many know that when I'm playing, actually, I'm actually engaging in warfare? See, God doesn't ever has me do something without first giving me an observation of what's going on throughout the layout of the church. So one of the layouts of the battles that we fight in this house, and maybe it's somewhere whoever's watching that goes to their church, well, at least I can speak for this house. The Lord spoke to me, and I'm going to read this note. The Lord spoke to me and told me, there's a distracting spirit that tries to sit over this house that we battle with every Sunday. Not only that, attached to it is a withdrawing spirit that tries to attach to us as well. It always tries to make us feel like we need to hold back. And a lot of you right now, it's like, man, you're like a lion in a cage right now. You're like, man, I'm tired of this. I want to push. I want to push further. I want to push in my life. I want this. I'm not here just to be here. You got that kind of heart right now. So there's a withdrawing spirit that every Sunday, I was like, I'm fighting it. I'm like, every time. And the way we combat that is the same thing what we're going to found a foundation of what the church is about. So your worship is very important to the foundation of what this church is. What's going to draw them in? So Sometimes the distracting spirit comes in, and I'll give you this scripture, Genesis 28:16. If you can just get it. And I'm probably going to start where should I start? I'm going to start at 13. And I'm going to start at 13. And it says, "And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord of God of Abraham, your father, and God of Jacob. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants. Also your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you, in your seed, your families and the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken." Then Jacob awoke. This is the key part. Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." And he was afraid and said, "How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." See, what a distracting spirit tries to do is make you miss the Spirit of God moving. And so what he's trying to do now with this house is solidify, strengthen, reassert. It's not that anybody's not doing anything, but it's like every level you have to reassert yourself into a new form. That's how you grow. And he said the withdrawing spirit tries to come in. And so what I'm saying is sometimes, yeah, this withdrawing spirit, like sometimes, like I can notice when like somebody's praying. I know when you're fighting something. Like sometimes Precious be praying, I'd be like, she's trying to push something and he's trying to push against her. So when you see that, see, the prayer in the service at the beginning is not just for her. It's for everyone to lock arms with her and touch and agree. It's like sometimes we have those weeks. The weeks is tiring coming Sunday and we be just like, nah. This season, you guys, you know how you feel. It's like enough. Nah, we about to go at it. Every time we come here, it's like we going at it. Whatever it is there. And because that's what they need. And so what happens is, God doesn't want people to come in here and have that thing trying to rain, and they sit down and they go back out. He wants them to stick. And it's the drawing of the Spirit, allowing him to do what he needs to do. So if it's basically, look, if prayer is the first thing we do, if we don't move, he says, don't move until I tell you to move to the next part of the service. See, like we have a structure, and you're supposed to have a structure because it prepares you. But the structure is just an outline. The rest is just God moving. Yeah. So if he says, okay, this service, if we got to lay prostrate on our faces for the rest of the service and pray, then if the Spirit has his way, let him have his way. If you guys need me tonight, like, don't get me wrong. I love playing. Don't get me wrong. But if you need me to get off the keyboard and say, lock arms and say, look, we're just going to pray. I'm in here. Because I'm about us being on one accord and us breaking the enemy's back. Because he's trying to sit there. And it's so crazy. Like, when I'm here, it's almost like I can visibly almost see it trying to hover. And it's like now, so what it does, it makes you second guess. Like, should I clap? Should I not clap? Should I say something? Should I say hallelujah? Should I give God glory today? And it's like, and so everybody gets in this pause and it almost paralyzes it. So we're like, what's next? What do we do now? Like, okay, what do you do? See, what we do is, he says, what does it say about the praises of God? It inhabits the what? The praises of God inhabit the praises. It inhabits the prayer of the people. Thank you, Marquise. Thank you. See, he's with me. He's with me. He got me. So he wants you to saturate this. Saturate the atmosphere. That's the whole goal. Every time we step together. Every time we step in. Like, I know you be having things that be bothering you during the week. And that's why it's important. And he's trying to establish that. Because he knows what you guys go through the week. And he knows what they go through the week. Like sometimes when I'm playing, I can see the spirits lift off people. They come with their baggage. They come with their stress. They come with everything. And we focus on what's going on in this world. And the reason why the Sabbath day was so important is because we get caught up in what goes on during the week and we forget on what's important. And we make our situation bigger and we make God smaller. And when we say we magnify the Lord, we're saying we're going to make him bigger than our problem and our situation. And we're going to keep him standing before us constantly. And we have to keep on having him constantly. So when you get here, it's not even a game. We're coming in.
Yeah.
Every time. It says, worship, and I know I talked about this. I talked about this a little bit the last time I spoke. I talked about worship a little bit, right? And I didn't know if it was the right time to say it or not. I was kind of hazy about worship and stuff. But Michael in the back, I told him, call me out, say, he's always told you it's warfare. Well, if you're in warfare, you're called engagement. Engagement means full focus. Prayer and praise is your weapon. There are no spectators. See, I'll give you my testimony. I learned my gifts through worship. You'll learn your calling. That's where you find it, through worship. You find your decision-making through worship. Things are happening while you're praising God. Things are shifting here while you're praising God. He is doing things. And it keeps you, the atmosphere of worship saturates. It does two things. Atmosphere in general does two things. It draws forth or draws people away. And he said to me to tell you that as you grow, focus on what's important. This is just another thing he told me to say, focus on what's important. So one of the things is, Peter says, in the book of Peter, it says, I wish above all that you prosper, even as your soul prospers. I'm thinking it's Peter, I'm not sure. But the word says, as your soul prospers. I wish above all that you prosper as your soul prospers. He will only give you what your arms can hold. So why we're in this season of, you know, right here. See, this is the biggest, and I hope anybody who's listening, who's like, man, why is my church not growing? Or why is this not growing? Or why are you getting frustrated with certain things? Because he wants you to focus on what's important. The form of fellowship is in brotherhood and in bond. Like, don't ever look at the word and ever think that certain passages are inconsequential. Like, when you look at the book of Acts, he talks about they broke bread. Why were they breaking bread? They were learning how to bond together. And they were learning how to bond. You know why they had to bond? Because they were calling on the name of Jesus. And when they did that, people were losing their homes. People were getting ostracized. And that's all they had. Each other was all they had. So he's saying, focus on bonding. Focus on fellowship. And he said, this is we know. What does it say? Is this we know that you, the world will know that you are my disciples when you love, have love for one for another. Yeah. So churches say they want to grab people, but they don't know how to, haven't learned how to bond the core. Right now, we are establishing foundations to build the house. So he's like, let me build this so that when they come, you'll have the strength, the capacity to hold it. You know what I mean? Right now, he's dealing with me about every level I go in my career in acting, he's dealing with me about my soul. I'm going to say it again. Every time my career, as I lift my career, he is making sure my soul is in check. Because this is a lot of what's happening. A lot of people are spreading themselves too thin and lacking depth. They're like trees. They grow quick, but they lack depth. And we see this in Marquise, and we can attest to this, you know, especially when a lot of people are trying to do rap and they're trying to do a lot of stuff. They want to get out there so quick, but they don't know the responsibility of what they have to, of the platform. They got to still be spiritually fed, or the enemy will attack them and they'll get sifted. Just like we. And we've seen it many times before. So he's trying to grow us. He's continuing to build and grow. So he says that. Stay attentive. Be engaged. This is the battle. This is also one. And this one's a more poignant one. He says, I told you there's a withdrawing that sometimes makes us hold back. Our church is, we're very thoughtful. We have, what are the best way to say it? We're deep thinkers, most of us, majority of us. Like, we're thinkers. We're logical thinkers. Like, a lot of us, like, we take stuff, and it's what it is, and it's good. And I'm not saying that's not a flaw. I'm a deep thinker, too. I mean, that's probably why, you know, like, that's why I don't have a problem with, like Pastor had the deep, he had the whole lesson on sin. That was very edifying, because people need to know the gravity of that. Because it was like, if they know the gravity of sin, they'll know the magnitude of grace. You know. And so we're deep thinkers. But here's the thing about deep thinking. We think too much. We think too much. We think too much to the point that I gave you scripture, surely we can miss sometimes when God's moving. Like sometimes we're playing, I'm like, hey, we're flowing, and then we'll drop it. And I can hear the Spirit in the back of my head just like, why are you guys stopping? He's like, you're supposed to keep going. Like sometimes even when we're singing up here, we're like, okay, what's the next song? No, that song is just a boost to get you to usher the presence of God in. Like, I don't want you to, don't look at us, stay worshiping. Stay in it. And sometimes we're just like, oh, what's going to happen next? I'm like, no. I'm like, let's go. Because he's like, he's not moving. He's like, I want you to stay there. I want you to learn how to feel. I want you to be sensitive to my spirit as I move. You know, that's one thing I had to learn, you know, playing. Like, I can hear your inflection of your voice. He's like, oh, she done hit a corner. Like, if you might have been playing, like, if you're praying, I can hear your voice. It's like, he rides on the waves of the notes in your prayers. And you'll hear it. It's like this. Not to go ahead of myself. It says, flow. The Spirit of God. Go to John 3:8. As a matter of fact, yeah, go there. John 3:8. Says the wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born in the spirit of the Spirit. See, the Spirit of God is a flowing mechanism. He never knows where it's going. You never know. You are just attentive, focused, like, okay, what you about to do next? There's another way he actually gives it. He says it's like a river. John 7:8. You go to the feast. My time is wait. Is that John 7:8? Ah, I messed up. But he says, it's not the scripture, but it's okay. I know the scripture. Scripture says, he says the Spirit. He says, I flow what? Rivers of what? Living water. How do you flow rivers of living water? Well, what does a river do? A river flows. It's constant. It's consistent. But it also knows when to evolve, when it needs to. It knows if a rock is between a river, what does it do? It splits and goes, keeps going. If it has to go left, it goes left. If it goes right, it goes right. That's how we move. That's why he tells you never to worry about what you're going to say or do, what you're going to say to people. Just let them flow. So right now, we're learning how to flow. You know? And so that's the thing. He says, told me to say this also. He says, I am in control. I'm what lead the service. Let me lead it. He's constantly, he wants to give you something. He said, let me run the service. That's the whole thing. We come assembly to bring usher in the presence, to let him move. So your prayer should be, look, have your way. I'm not moving. Have your way. Whatever it is, have your way. You know how we say it? We still say it. Because salvation is just a yes, but it's the first of many yeses. So when you start saying yes here, you start saying yes in your homes. Yes in your places. It'll start affecting your homes. infecting where you live. Like I told you guys, I learned my gifts through worship. Like I learned acting through worship. Because all the principles that they were showing me is what pretty much what they were, God was showing me through worship. Let go. Stop thinking so much. Move. Flow. Yes, you're supposed to prepare. But then you have to also know that there's unpredictable things that happen too. See, sometimes we, God be moving, and sometimes the slightest change will throw you off. You'll be like, what? What was that? He's like, nah, man, that's me, man. Move, keep moving. And we'd be like, what? What's happening? I'm like, no, that's him. Move, keep moving. And that's the thing. That's what's going to draw them. His spirit draws them. I could preach until you're blue in the face. You can shout until you're blue in the face, but it's by his spirit that moves. It's not going to be anything. And so in the season, he has it growing. This is the thing people got to understand. Like, the things that you've been praying for, the things that you want, especially in your ministry and your personal life, they're already set for you. You just wait until you get strong enough to handle it, and then he'll give it to you. If he wanted you to have, which he does, if he could give it to you right now, he would. But he's waiting until everything comes into place. He says, after you suffered a while, I will establish you. Have you ever had that feeling? You know how it is when you get established, when it feels complete. You know, like if somebody is married and you get happily married, you did everything that needed to be. You don't feel second guessing. You don't feel like, I got to look back, like, oh, I'm regretting this. No, you're like, I'm complete. And you can feel it. Like, sometimes you can feel it, and you're like, it's like everything just locks together, like, in your heart, and everything just, like, comes together. That's what he wants, to everything to come complete and come together. So it's like, move. So it's like, move. Most important thing. Better preparation, better focus. Last thing, well, another thing is, kill complacency. Complacency is just going with the motions, moving, just existing. Just going, like a lot of people do it. A lot of people do this in the workplace. They stand still. Everything's, every movement is, sometimes you can be complacent, moving, but just don't know why you're moving. Just doing things just to do it. You know? And none of you guys are that type of people. He's like, nah, you guys, he wants you to continue always pushing towards the purpose. Remember the purpose. Always keep him before you. Keep him the purpose.
We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
Release and breakthrough. Open your mouth and give God his just due praise. I can go into a whole bunch of Psalms. I got three for you, like Psalms 51, 51. Good. Oh, gosh, what did I do? See, that's the enemy trying to mess with me. He's trying to mess with me right there. I ain't even the scripture.
No, that's 51, 51.
Oh, yeah. 51, 51. There you go. Go to 63:3. 51. Oh, yeah, there you go. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. That's one. But I think the one more pivotal scripture is based on what we've been always been telling you. And like I said, you guys been talking, we've been talking about Jericho. You know, Joshua 6:20 talks about Jericho. Talks about when they opened their mouth, the walls began to fall. And we've been saying, Jericho is yours. He says, so the people shouted with the priests, blew the trumpet. And it happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet and the people shouted with a great shout that the walls fell down flat. Then the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. It's when they opened their mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't ever get mute on us. Don't ever get mute. When y'all come in, man, open your mouth.
Yeah.
By the fruit of your lips, give him glory.
Yeah.
That's what's going to break it. That's what's breaking it. This is the thing we got to understand as believers. We are walking in victory. We are walking from victory. We are not defeated foes. We are not going to victory. We are coming from victory. We are in victory now.
Yep.
A lot of times people will be like, I'm trying to get into the victory. No, the victory's now. You need to declare that. That is what comes from a place. We are coming from a place of victory. Your praise is an anointing that destroys the enemy. You are anointed people of God that open your mouth and praise God. Break that release. I said this maybe a couple of years ago when we were having a service. I was like, release. Open your mouth. It may seem awkward. Release it. Release that thing in the atmosphere. Continue to release it. If you don't see something happening, release it. Praise is not something you're going to always feel. Praise is a decision. Worship is a decision. Your life is a decision. Joy comes by a decision. You know, a lot of times we're waiting for this feel overwhelming feeling to come, especially like during the week. We're waiting for this overwhelming feeling. No, it's a decision. It says, I will bless the Lord. That means that's a decision. That's a conscious, deliberate effort to bring forth praise to God because he knows what he's going to do once he starts doing it. That's what the writer knows. He knows that. He's like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm going through this. Yeah, and then Psalms is pretty consistent with it. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm going through this. Yeah, people are trying to do stuff to me. Yeah, this is all happening. This is a whole bunch of things. Things got me heavy. But I will bless the Lord at all times and praise continue in my mouth.
Yeah.
That is your release.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm a product of it. The gifts did not come until I started doing that. The gifts did not come. The answers that you're looking for did not come. And it may sound foolish, but they don't come until you start praising, until you start releasing. Because this is what happens. We have a lot of things that are trying to block our minds. We come in here every day. Like I said, every time something's trying to heavy, that spirit tries to heavy on it, try to keep you on there. So you just go out the same way you came in. That's complacency. We go in the same way we came in. It just keeps on being this mirror ground. It's like movement without purpose. It's like movement, but not effective. And it's like, no. That season's over. Yeah. Whatever, that distressing spirit is getting called out today.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that spirit is getting called out. That distracting spirit, that thing that got us always trying back, like, I don't know if I should go take this. First of all, you know who God is.
Yeah.
Like this last year, I was thinking about doing full time, but every time something came wrong, it would always have me in this retreat. And I had to start getting God glory, and that changed my perspective. Like, first of all, my job is not my source.
Yes.
Your job is not what's getting your food on the table.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything that the difference between the world and us is that we acknowledge that it's God that's providing for us. And we acknowledge that he's all around us doing that. And when we do that, that's when we start seeing him move.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the difference between the world and us.
Yeah.
They just don't recognize that everything that they have is because God gave it to them. And also that they try too hard. They try too hard. If they would, he said, come to me, all those who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. See, when we walk in our flesh, we basically are saying to it, we got this, but we don't got it. So we walk from victory. We're lifting those weights off that are trying to keep on us. Those things that keep trying to keep on having us in this kind of like in this fetal position spiritually. No, we're going to fight every time we come in here. Every Sunday, every Saturday, every Wednesday. We're going to come together and we're going to break this.
Yes.
You know, now you know what we're up against. Every house has a certain kind of spirit that tries to fight and have opposition against them. This is ours. You know, we're going to flow, unite, grip. And then when they see us begin to come together, then it starts multiplying.
Yes.
Then it starts spreading like wildfire. You are a light on a hill. But we have a choice. We can be a bright light or we can be a dim one. We can be that just that place people just walk by. Or we can be that place where they have a conviction every time they walk past us. They're like, oh, man, I know I should be going to church, man. I know they'd be like that. They feel it. They know it. You can hear it. It's not so much the music as it is the spirit of it, the conviction of us coming together and trying to usher in the presence of God and draw closer. That's what pushes them. That's the anointing. The anointing rides on truth, an honest heart. And some of you, you're not passive. You're not passive. None of you are. See, I had to quit telling myself stuff like, man, that's just not me. No, yes, it is. Come on. We got to stop telling ourselves these little deceitful lies that we tell ourselves. It's a lie. Like, oh, I'm not that. Please. And we're not shy people. Shy is just, you know what shyness is? Shyness is a subtle form of pride. When we humble ourselves and we go before God, and we set our faces before him because he's ready to break through.
Yeah.
He's ready to break this thing open.
Yeah.
He's ready to crack this thing open.
Yeah.
And we have to be adherent to it.
Yeah.
This is another thing. My boy, my brother Mike, he was telling you guys about faith without works. And he's probably overstating it. Activation of faith. This is all said because I heard a prayer that says, this is the instructions. Treat this place as what it's going to become. Treat this place as what it's going to become. Like, I treat the music because I know we're about to be a dynamic music. We're about to tear this thing up. That's why I treat it like this. That's why I try to know every song now. And I get on myself when I go and I don't show up. You know, or I don't, and I know, because he's trying to take us there. But you know what happens? He's getting my, everything that you guys are doing, I'll say this. This is one thing he's telling us. Get your house in order. Prepare your house. When somebody leaves for a vacation, they prepare the house for it. When you're getting ready to move, you start preparing. Prepare. Treat it, your calling, as what you're going to become, not where you're at right now. You know, don't let it be just a byproduct. Oh, I see. No, really believe it. Really move in it. You know, like if you should, like one person said, man, you know what? He was trying to get a car, and he said, you know what? I didn't have a car, but I started moving stuff out of the garage so I was to make room. Because that's another thing about expanding. He doesn't want you all over the place. He wants your house in order. And that's for anybody that I know that's for. That's just, maybe it's just for me. You know, one thing I learned about learning how to rehearse and be diligent. One thing he's like, you know, they were like, you know, how do you start practice? I said, you know, the first thing I had to do, I had to clean my room. Because I had stuff all over the place. So by the time I get to playing, I'm not wanting to play. You probably heard this before. Every time I come up here, I'd let you know that. Because it's time. We're moving. We're moving higher. He's like, okay, now you need to learn this. You need to learn this before you get to this level. You need to learn this before you get to this level. He's telling you to prepare. Treat this house as what it's going to become. It's about to be something dynamic. Treat it as such. That's faith with works. You know, because I can't see in your head. That's the thing about faith. Like, faith is a... It's not a tangible thing. It only shows itself when it's manifesting through the body. So you can say it. I can't see it. And you can't see it either. I mean, you can have it all in your head all you want to. That's what he's saying. Treat it. Treat people how they're going to become, not where they're at. Treat the ministry as it's what it's going to become. Lastly. No, it's not lastly. I'm sorry. No, not lastly. Psych. I kind of reiterated this earlier. What foundation do you want this church to become? That's the question. What do you want it built upon? Of course, you're going to say Christ. Yes, it ends and begins and ends with Christ. But there's a whole bunch of stuff in between that detailed instructions. You know? Do you want it to be that place? Like I said, that beacon, or that light on the top of a hill? You know? Where that anointing saturates. You know, like, you saturate that atmosphere. When you walk in, you're like, man, it's like something's in this place. And you do that to people's houses, too. Not just here, just the ministry of your home, the ministry of your life. You know, your gifts are used to minister. When you walk into your job, you know, that light. Not even saying a word. They feel it. They know it. Like, dude, there's that, you know. I had a certain appointment the other day, and the guy had an appointment with he was ready. You know, people just want to talk about their life problems and stuff. And he was like, "Man, me and a friend of mine. He's saved too, and he was getting ready to start. And something about us was talking. He was like, you know what? I was getting ready to complain." He said, "I was getting ready to complain, but y'all, at the end of that conversation, we were praying for him. Because he was ready, you know. Because he had it. He was like, man, he said exactly what I'm telling you. He said, man, I need to get back to church, man. I need to get there. That's what be happening. I need to get back to church. Hey, man. Hey, what's up, man? I need to get back to church, man. I know I need to get." And you didn't say nothing. You didn't do anything. Like, what did I do? I just, you know, coming. You know how you just have those conversations with people? They're like, man, I know I need to get back to church. And you're like, I didn't say anything about church, Christ, nothing. But it's there. They know it. They can feel it. But it's the foundation. What are we trying to build this on? Shackles off. Yeah. Holding back off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Letting go. That's what happens every year. Like, this was a tough one to talk about. This one was a tough one. Because I know sometimes I'd be like, Lord, I know I can be very in people's face sometimes. And I know sometimes I can sound like I'm trying to be like indicting. But it's not that kind of message. I'm realizing it's not. Because sometimes we can get drunk off our success and we hate the fact that, yeah, I may be doing something wrong. Or maybe like nothing. I don't know. I don't like stepping on people's toes. I really don't. I don't feel like, you know, sometimes I be having words like this and people, it rubs in the wrong way. I don't see how it does, but it does sometimes. And sometimes it was a very weird 72 hours. That's what I'm saying. It was a weird 72 hours, man. Because I'd be like, I'm be real. I'm only scratching the surface of what I'm trying to bring.
Yeah.
Not that I'm trying to exalt myself for nothing. I know I can be very passionate. I know I can just spread like wildfire. You know how you can be. You know, I'm just like a lot of times guys telling me to be. But, you know, like I said. But that's what it is. This is the last one. Yeah, you guys still love me for this one?
Yes,
go ahead. Okay. Well, this is the biggest one. We got to cut that metrodome off. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you exactly what he told me. He said, the metrodome is a crutch. It's symbolic of us holding back in the old season. It makes us think too much. It makes us pause. When you get up here and play, when you guys get up here and worship, we're pushing. Like, I'm in tune. Like, I ain't saying like to boast or nothing. I am like seriously in tune. And there's been times like, it's like rocking a baby to sleep and then dropping them. And you guys seen that happen. You guys felt that. You guys feel it. You feel that drop. That's why I'm trying to, that's why, like, our goal is to be more efficient. But he wants us to flow off each other. And if you make mistakes, you make a mistake. He said, learn how to make mistakes. It'll be rough at the beginning. It'll sound ugly. But he said, do it. He said, worship's a different atmosphere than producing. There's a certain feel in producing. There's a certain feel in the atmospheres. Because what he's trying to teach you is how to shift when you go into different settings. And he was like, let it go. You guys have to, we have to flow off each other, vibe off each other, bond. Like, if you're doing something, if Marquis's playing music, I'm like, what are you about to do? I don't even get on before, like, I'd be like, what is he doing? Because I could disrupt what you're doing, what God's doing, ministering. Because that's what sound does. Sound is a ministry in itself. Sound is, and people think music is just the message. No, the drawing mechanism is the sound. That's why people say, I listened to the song, but I was just listening to the beat. No, that's what seduces you. There's two ways of drawing people in. You can seduce them. That's what most of the world does. They seduce you with sound. But we draw by the Spirit. That's why a lot of people get weird, really weird about music. Because they think that, because it's just like this. If somebody was to do something wrong to you, like, you know, they were, you know, say, like, you know how guys, you know, like to talk to girls and they be trying to be deceitful. Next thing you know, they broke the girl's heart. Say that girl that got her heart broken. Here comes the guy that was talking to her, you know, another guy's talking, trying to draw her because he likes her, really likes her. But he can't tell she can't tell the difference because she got drawn in before, got hurt. So now the true drawing in is now making her apprehensive. And that's what happens with sometimes with people in music. They, when it comes with the ministry, they'd be like, oh, that music y'all doing, that sound like the word. No, it's not. Trust me. I know the difference. Like, I know this is the thing. This is the responsibility. Like, I know what sound I can make to make you do certain things. That's why us as artists have to be very careful of how we do certain sounds, because we know exactly. One time I was at Bumper Shoot, and they were doing this dance, and so there were people was dancing and hopping and dancing and stuff, and me and my friend were walking, and we saw something hovering, we stopped, and was like, nope, we can't dance over there. Because it was something in their sound that was doing, that triggered something in our spirit that was like, no. He wants to move with us. He wants to flow with us. But you got to give him the reins. Got to give him the reins. He's like, oh man. Because sometimes, like, there's songs that we be doing and we be in the flow. He's like, don't even move. That's it. You don't even have to go any further. You ain't got to go any further into the worship. Go into other songs. Just stay there. And just let him just rest on it. He'd be ready to just rest on his place. But like he said in Jacob, surely the Spirit was moving and we did not know it. We're trying to be so correct. We got to just, our thing is just to get, what are you doing? What are you doing, Lord? What are you doing with us today? I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know what you're going to do, but I expect something moving in God. I expect the foul ground to be stirred up. I expect the hearts to be broken through so when the word comes forth, they can receive it. That foul ground. That's what he's saying. He's saying, I'm going to take it up a little notch. I'm taking it up to you guys a little further. Because you guys have been praying for this. That's why he asked me to say, you've been praying for this. And he said, this is the instruction. You want people to grow? You want them to come? Focus on fellowshipping with each other. Focus on loving one another. They will feel it. They will know it. I will reside in that. And they will come. Focus on building strong foundations so they can be prepared to come. Whatever gift you have, operate it to the full capacity. Don't second guess it. Because he's going to break through. And he is. He's like, just got to get him to do it. Just, we're all lining up. He's setting it up. And he's setting things up in your life. Like, some of you have specific things that you have in your life right now that you want things to change. You're like, you know, like me. He's like, you know what? When it comes to acting, he was like, look, I could send you to Hollywood right now. I could give you that $1 million contract right now. Active Effects is waiting for you. He said, I'm just making you run your course. Because I'm not just acting, it's my ministry. And I have to be able to give an answer. But I got to flow with them. Like right now, I'm kind of in that little dry spell season. Like, there's not that much work going on in February and January. And he's learning how to trust. But you know what he's teaching me? Not to be desperate. There were some couple of jobs that I could have had that just didn't sit right. And they would have paid. They would have paid. Like thousands of dollars. I was like, yeah, sure, I can. And I was like, stop. He was like, stop, read it. I was like, what is this? Like, it was a vaporizing advertising commercial. I was like, vaporizing? I don't even know what that is. I had to Google that. It's like, I think I know what that is. I said, anybody who's teaching me is like, don't you make a decision? You don't even understand the decision you're making. It's like, it's vaporizing. I was like, oh, that's that smoke. I was like, I can't do that, man. Can't be advertising that to people. I was like, oh, man. I said, man, bills are due, man. I got big taxes this year. Ugh. Hate paying people off, man. But I was like, you know what? Don't be desperate. There was another one. There was another one. It was one that I was not comfortable. They were going to pay like a good $8,000. It was like, you're going to play this role of this? I'm like, some things aren't for sale. So, man, I hope I help. I hope I get this. As we move forward, that's what he's saying. Go higher. You want to go higher. He's like, good. I want you to go higher. Higher in our walk. Higher in our prayer. A lot. Okay, this is the last thing. Last thing. Very important. There's some new things you're going to have to do. I said this a long time ago. Old wineskins. You can't pour new wine in old wineskins. Some of you have been trying to. I don't know why it just came to me. Sometimes it's awkward when you first do something. You know, some of you have been trying to, if it's like, I don't know, I just keep hearing it like, some of you are trying to like connect with your, you know, maybe with your spouse or your family, you know, trying to reestablish things. Maybe it's like prayer or, you know, like we're going, you know, you're like, I can hear it like in my head, like you're like, we're going to establish reading our Bible together or as a family and establishing it, making sure it doesn't lose itself. And maybe that's just for me. Like, you know, working things out with my dad and stuff. And it's like, that's something for somebody. I don't know why it just kind of came in. It's like, but it's going to be awkward at first. Because it's something new you haven't done before. Like a new vulnerability that you probably haven't shared. You know, and they're close people. You know, I don't know if it's your spouse or brother or sister. But it's like that new vulnerability to reestablish a higherness in closeness that you desire. It's going to feel awkward. It's going to feel awkward. Matter of fact, it's not only going to feel awkward, you may not even get to it for a while. They say that it takes the most energy to take the first step. Like a lot of people, you know how we had this year, you know, everybody has their New Year's resolution and stuff. I had to be honest. I was like, I don't even start my New Year's resolution until like February. Because I know it's going to be hard for me to get to that place. But I get consistent throughout the year. So it's going to be awkward, and it's going to be weird, and it's going to be, you're going to make adjustments, but you're going to grow. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this time we had. We thank you for what you're doing, what you're moving in this place. We're thanking you for just your... for the things not only that you're doing right now, but what you're going to do. We know that you heard the prayers of the people. We're asking that you continue to grow us. That you begin to break through. Break through us. That's what we're praying for, breakthrough. Breakthrough, Lord. We want to go higher. We want freedom to abound more. We're giving you glory, Lord. We're going to push forward. No matter how we feel. No matter what the day goes. Whatever it is, Lord. Humbly, with humility, we're going to break down. We go before you letting go. Words that we say, they are not going to be empty words. The songs that we sing, they're not just going to be just sung. They're going to be sung unto you with a conviction, with the Spirit. I ask you that you touch each and every person. You know every person's situation. And we know that you're moving. But we pray that you tell us, you help us stay steadfast in you. I pray that we stay engulfed. That we get lost in you. You know, pray that we don't, who cares if they think we're silly? I don't know why that needs, who cares if they think we're crazy? We're a peculiar people, you said. He said every time you praise him, you're breaking something through in your life. That shackle, that apprehension, that self-consciousness, that fear of, that status of trying to impress others. Every time you praise him, you're breaking that down. They're going to be in the draw. By his Spirit, we are his instruments. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.